You're listening to the Core Factors audio library, spoken versions of Core Factors articles and research. This piece is titled Data Meets Emotion, Using EQ Metrics to Prove Learning ROI. The following narration preserves the original content and intent of the written article.
Data Meets Emotion, Using EQ Metrics to Prove Learning ROI. The ROI question learning leaders can't avoid. For years, learning and development professionals have struggled to answer a deceptively simple question: what is the business impact of our programs? Despite steady investment in leadership and interpersonal training, most organizations still rely on anecdotes, satisfaction surveys, or engagement scores to prove value. Traditional metrics often fail to capture what matters most: the behavioral and emotional changes that sustain long-term performance. The pressure to demonstrate ROI continues to increase. Executives expect data that connects learning to outcomes such as retention, engagement, and productivity. At the same time, employees want development that feels personal, relevant, and transformative. Bridging those expectations requires more than tracking attendance or completion rates. It requires measuring what people actually do differently and how those changes translate into business results. Emotional intelligence provides a way forward. Once viewed as too subjective to quantify, emotional intelligence can now be measured through reliable behavioral data. Core Factors EQ Accelerator enables organizations to link emotional growth directly to leadership effectiveness and performance, translating emotion into measurable business outcomes. Why traditional learning metrics fall short. Most organizations evaluate training using familiar tools, feedback surveys, knowledge tests, and performance indicators. While useful, these measures miss the deeper transformation learning is meant to produce: how people think, communicate, and respond under pressure. Research from the Association for Talent Development shows that fewer than 1 in 3 organizations use learning data effectively to guide business decisions. The problem is not a lack of analytics, but a lack of behavioral data. When focus remains on attendance or satisfaction, programs that build self-awareness, empathy, or adaptability remain undervalued, even though these skills are closely tied to leadership success. To prove ROI, learning leaders need metrics that reflect behavior, not just participation. The intangibility problem. The biggest challenge in measuring emotional intelligence has always been its perceived intangibility. Emotions are invisible, behaviors feel subjective. As a result, EQ development has long been labeled unmeasurable. Yet decades of research show that emotional intelligence strongly predicts leadership effectiveness, team cohesion, and adaptability. The issue isn't whether EQ can be measured, it's how it's measured. Traditional assessments often describe preference or personality rather than effectiveness. They show who someone is, not how well they demonstrate emotionally intelligent behavior in real situations. The EQ Accelerator addresses this gap by measuring both how important emotional behaviors are and how effectively they are demonstrated. Across 4 domains: self-awareness, self-regulation, other awareness, and other engagement. This dual rating structure reveals the importance versus effectiveness gap, the distance between intention and action. For example, a manager may believe empathy is essential but rate their effectiveness at it low. That gap signals a development opportunity and often explains team friction or disengagement. In another case, a leader may believe they are highly adaptable, while others experience them as rigid. EQ data makes that misalignment visible. In both situations, emotional intelligence becomes a measurable competency rather than a vague ideal. How EQ data proves learning ROI. Once EQ data is collected, its value extends across multiple levels of analysis. Emotional intelligence metrics connect learning to business outcomes in 3 primary ways: demonstrating behavioral change over time. Learning ROI begins with evidence of growth. Comparing pre- and post-assessment data shows measurable improvement in key EQ areas. Increases in self-regulation and other engagement often correlate with better performance feedback and reduced interpersonal conflict. These shifts demonstrate that learning interventions are changing behavior, not just awareness, linking EQ growth to engagement and retention. Teams led by emotionally intelligent managers consistently report higher engagement and lower turnover. When EQ data shows growth in empathy, feedback quality, or optimism, those changes can be connected directly to employee experience metrics. EQ improvement strengthens both individual effectiveness and organizational health. Forecasting leadership potential. EQ data also supports succession planning. The four EQ quadrants align closely with leadership capabilities such as resilience, communication, and collaboration. Over time, organizations can correlate emotional growth with promotion readiness and sustained performance, reframing leadership development as a strategic investment rather than a discretionary expense. Turning insight into measurable impact. Data alone doesn't create change. Insight must be translated into action. The what, so what, now. What framework provides a clear structure for doing this? What? Identify the data. For example, self-regulation is rated highly important but low in effectiveness. So what? Connect it to impact. Low self-regulation often leads to reactive decisions, inconsistent communication, and higher team stress. Now what? Implement targeted strategies such as coaching, resilience training, or reflective practices to close the gap. This framework gives leaders and learning professionals a shared language for accountability and growth. When applied across teams, EQ data also reveals patterns. A widespread gap in other awareness may signal communication breakdowns or low psychological safety. Addressing that theme becomes both a learning initiative and a cultural intervention. Building a culture of evidence-based learning. High-performing organizations are shifting toward evidence-based learning cultures, systems that integrate emotional and analytical intelligence. In these cultures, success isn't measured by how many programs are delivered, but by how learning data drives engagement, performance, and retention. EQ metrics bridge human behavior and business analytics. For example, declines in self-regulation may predict burnout risk. Growth in other engagement may reflect improved collaboration. Reductions in EQ gap size often precede improvements in performance reviews or satisfaction scores. This data transforms how learning is evaluated and how leaders experience development. Growth becomes visible. Ownership increases. Coaching becomes more precise. The practitioner's role, designing for measurable growth. For learning and talent professionals, integrating EQ data into program design strengthens both credibility and impact. Key practices include establishing EQ baselines before programs begin, aligning emotional competencies with business goals, applying structured reflection after key milestones, reporting behavioral change rather than attendance. This shifts the conversation from, "We believe this helps," to, "Here's the data that proves it." The future of measuring human skills. As work becomes more automated, the most valuable differentiator remains human. The ability to connect, communicate, and lead with clarity. Emotional intelligence analytics quantify what truly drives performance. The future of learning ROI will be defined not by completion rates, but by measurable emotional growth. Through tools like the EQ Accelerator, organizations can prove that emotional intelligence isn't abstract. It's observable, developable, and measurable. When data meets emotion, learning finally shows its value.
This concludes the audio version of this Core Factors article, and you can explore the full written version and additional resources at corefactors.com.